Hafleva Fella, one of the most unbelievable Tagmanis in the Chumash, I think. This week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Aaron burned some of the Korbanos and was upset with him. He told the Eden not to burn it, he told not to stand with him for the Korbanos of the day, the Korbanos of the day was supposed to burn. So Mayishma Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe heard and was good in his eyes. He grew from the Gemita, and Rashi says, he agreed, and he wasn't ashamed to say, Lushamati. Aaron HaKohen told him the halacha that he was wrong with. Targum Yonasan says, Apik Kruza, the Mashwisa, he gave out an announcement in the Nachne. The Meimra Anahu, this Alamis, Hilchasim Mini. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, I was not aware of this halacha. Aaron Ochi, Itkar Yosila, me. Aaron, my brother, reminded me. I forgot the halacha. He reminded me. He made an announcement. Everybody should know that he was wrong and Aaron Cohen was right. There's Gavaldiga, Hanova here, and Ava over here. We know it's also for a person, Mishabdachon Kaveri. You're not allowed to get honor, get benefit through somebody else's embarrassment. That means if somebody is asked a question in Olam and he doesn't know the answer, and if it pipes up right away with the answer, somebody pipes up, the person been embarrassed, and he's like, oh, you know the answer, he doesn't know the answer. The person has to be very careful and say, not like that. It's just the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechabit Aaron through his embarrassment. He didn't know. So he wanted everybody to know. I don't know, but Aaron and my brother knows. Everybody should give honor to Aaron because he knew something Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. What Anova, what Ava for the other person, that is. Very much like my son, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the famous story. Rabbi Akiva came to a city and he gave a drasha to the city. The Rav of the city was sitting there in the middle of the drasha. The Rav asked him a kasha. Rabbi Akiva said, oh, it's a good kasha, I have no answer, and walked out for the bima. The Rav was beside himself. He may have to ask him, Mechila, I never dreamt that he wouldn't have the answer. I went to ask the kasha, I should show him Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and embarrass him in public. He said, don't worry, I know the answer, but I want to give you the cover to your balabatim. He said, you shlug me up. I came and I gave a drush in your shul, and you shlug me up. Look, I'm just covering in the machshav, of you. I knew the answer. In order to give honor to the Rav, he himself pushed and put himself down. He wanted to have somebody else to put himself and bother somebody else. Just the opposite. It's the opposite of what I'm sorry a person get. I don't say my look at my bum, my max that you maybe says what a madrega for a person to have such anova to just not care about themselves, they're uncovered. And what Ava there for the other person to bring them up. This is just a idea for us to know, to realize how much a person can come to Shlemus, how much a person can work on himself and mavatal himself and mechabed the other person, even by putting oneself down. That's such a wonderful, unbelievable madrega. Good Shabbos, everybody, and good Chodesh coming up. And well, I guess I'll speak for next Chodesh. And we should still take along with us. Hadar is still here with us. Let's take it along. Cultures.